receive judgments with happiness, and joy. And after 5 years of persecution and darkness in Tanzanian democracy, this judgment is received with happiness, not because these people who are convicted are now set free and the conviction is set aside and that the money that they paid as fine is returned, but because there's a wedding of the judgment and the entire pretext of the judgment sets a very strong, in my opinion, a very strong foundation in building democracy and the electoral justice of Tanzania. In this appeal, Peter Kibatala was the lead counsel, is the one who did the appeal. I was just watching brief from far, but as you say, these are my friends and my colleagues in the party and in democracy in this country. The judge said in his judgment that words that were spoken a day before election cannot form criminal action in our country, because if a leader is saying, for instance, that as a country, as a people, we are ready to do anything to protect our democracy, that cannot be translated as the incitement. And that is the purpose of having multi-party democracy. So in my opinion, the judgment, the wording of the judgment as a whole, set a very strong foundation for democracy of this country.
Well, John, I understand the judge made some comment following his ruling. What does this signify?
The comment in the judge's ruling signifies end of an era where democracy is not respected, where the police are being used to suppress opposition political parties in the country. And actually, they come at a time where we have a new president who is only 100 days in office now. And as you said herself, Honorable Samia Suluhu Hassan, that she want to increase the democratic space of the country, and maybe she'll meet with all of opposition parties and discuss on how best we can work together to increase the level, the degree of democracy in the country. So this judgment comes at a time which is needed most, and we are very thankful that it has come the way it has come.
Well, some analysts are saying the ruling today shows or demonstrates the independence of the judiciary. Is that your stance as well?
Yes, judicial independence is something that needs to be measured from different parameters, one of them being a judgment like this one. So as far as today's judgment is concerned, I'll say the judge independently decided and applied law as required by the Constitution and as mandated by the laws of this country. So I would say yes, we are now seeing and sensing some independence in the judiciary. And I think being a pillar of democracy, it is very important that the courts of Tanzania keep on being independent and abide to the law as it is, to the just laws.
John, some analysts are suggesting that because the political climate seemed to have improved, or the new president has taken a different path in how she sees the opposition, that might have influenced, although maybe not significantly, the ruling of today. What do you say to that?
Well, on that, it's not true. I want to believe, and I believe that the Honorable Judge was not interfered by the current regime at all. He was independent, and our clients were innocent throughout. What they did was only conducting political rallies and nothing, anything like an offense. So this judge has done a good job, has delivered a just judgment, not because he's trying maybe to please the opposition, no, but because these people were innocent from the inception.